A very good evening to you. Here we are again, a Friday night on Mike's Radio, 9 o'clock. You know what that means? A time for a bit of sweet and swing. And what do we have this evening? How about some Max Javarin's trio? More from Carol Gibbons, our little retrospective. A bit of bassy. But to start off, why don't we begin with a begin? What a way to get going. Begin the Begin. Great rendition of it there. Real swinger. Not surprisingly, because it was Artie Shaw. And if anyone could swing the clarinet, it was either Benny or Artie. They all ended in E, I think. Or so it seemed in any case. Great playing. Great character. A curious character. A real deep character. Deep thinker. Famously sort of walked away from the scene altogether, despite the huge amount of talent he had. And also credited with introducing what these days is called, well, in certain circles, third stream. In other words, mixing, trying to do a seamless integration of jazz and classical music still goes on today, sometimes successfully, maybe in other ways not so, but even in the modern idiom, there are still third stream, it's still a thing and still happens, it's trying to meld, and a lot of modern grabs do it. EST, one of my favourites, the Esben Svensson Trio, did it playing with a string or a full orchestra and orchestrating things that way, or even composing particular pieces which feature some jazz elements, but also incorporate a much more classical ethos as well and classical instrumentation. And this all dates back to Artie Shaw back in the day, the third stream. He was an innovator of the that sort of idiom, using in his song or tune interlude in B flat. He was just backed by a rhythm section and a string quartet. Nothing else at all, none of the sort of usual bass, drums, piano in the same way. He hired Buddy Rich to start off, and also signed a young singer called Billie Holiday as his band's vocalist back in 1938, and becoming the first white band leader to hire a full-time black female singer to sing or tour around the segregated southern US. So lots and lots about him in many ways. After recording Any Old Time, by the way, Billie Holiday left the band due to his hostility from the audiences. It was a tough old time. You can't get away from it. And whilst we like to think things are an awful lot better now, and they are, but as you probably see, you don't have to look that far, read that far, look at the news that often to realise it hasn't actually gone away. It's just a thicker veneer over the top is the way I describe it. Anyway, we're not about the politics, it's all about the music. Great character. And I played that one, actually, because it was a bit miserable last week, wasn't it? The weather, you have to say, has not been particularly spring-like so far. I can't be the only one. I mean, I do end up shouting at the radio most day when you hear the forecast. It's going to be rain today. It'll clear up a little bit later on before more rain moves on. Then showers tomorrow, followed by heavy rain. This will ease to allow showers later on before severe wind and rain, and then great gales at the weekend, etc., etc., etc. It does get you all down after a while, doesn't it? We'll do our best to keep things cheerful here as best we can with some of the music. Anyway, last weekend my sister was over, my other half was suffering a bit with the dreaded lurgy, which has also been doing the rounds, probably because everyone's spending too much time indoors with the windows closed due to the weather. And so they decided to have a bit of a sofa afternoon and watch an old film, and it was featuring Artie Shaw. I think it's called Second Chorus. A quick look around. It basically features Artie playing himself and the lead being played by none other than Fred Astaire. I confess, I didn't watch it. I was sulking a bit, so I do what I usually do when I'm sulking, go in the kitchen and make something to eat. Not for me, just for make a meal or bake something or something like that. Just something instructive rather than sitting there moping. But they enjoyed it in any case. And the music sounded very good as I was cooking away in the kitchen. So I thought, yeah, we haven't played any Artie for a while. Great player he was too, and great character. There's so much you can say about Artie Shaw, and I think he was a great mathematician as well, wasn't he, if memory serves correct. Another great character we don't often feature, I would say, on Sweet and Swing is Satch Louis Armstrong. Here he is with a bit of a classic, Mac the Knife.
Sharp hands, pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife as Mac Heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. fancy gloves though. Where's McHee,
dear?
So there's not a trace of red. Oh, on the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone Mac tonight? Yes, from a tugboat by the river. A cement bag drooping down, and the cement's for the waiter. That's you, Mackie, back in town. Yes, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his cash. And Mackie spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Sugi Tatrin, Jenny Divo, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown, all the line bonds on the right there. Now that Mikey's back in town.
Oh, yes. Louis, Satchmo himself, old Satchel Mouth, Louis Armstrong, and Mac the Knife in a live setting there, recorded back in the 1950s. I'm just looking to see on the disc whether they've given an actual recording date. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And I don't think they do in this particular case. No, they don't. Nonetheless, doesn't detract from the music, does it? And what a voice. Wouldn't be able to. I can't do it. But me, it's such a timbre. It's unique. Again, you only have to hear two bars, don't you? You know, it's instantly, it's Louis Armstrong. Again, a real character. It would have been interesting to see. Apparently, he had a real sort of addiction. I mean, he had addiction to quite a few things. I think dope, amongst others, but also to some weird form of laxative, which he took everywhere. Probably best not to dwell on that, I think, isn't it? right, we're going to counteract that with some vitamin C, courtesy of Max Jaffa. If that's not a terrible link, which it probably is. Manx Jaffa Trio. We haven't heard from him for a while, so it is Sweet and Swing. So we're going very much from the swingy side of things in those first two, Begin the Begin with Artie and Mac the Knife. Now we are definitely going into Sweet. So, and there's a bit of Sweet here because it's a compilation of Manx Jaffa with his trio with just a track or tracks, a medley, he calls Waltzes from the Opera. Time to put a tea or a cup of tea on, go and get another biscuit, whatever your case, put your slippers on, as the case may be, because it's a nice longer compilation. This very much on the Sweet side, the Manx Jaffa Trio. None the worse for that. Thank you. Oh, well, I hope you were waltzing around your house to that one. 7-8 minutes of waltz music provided by the Max Jaffa Trio from a compilation or a CD that he actually called Music for a Palm Court. Well, he might have done, not done, but someone did. And, yeah, it's got a great selection there. Serenade, On the Wings of Song, A Perfect Day, Ballicole, The Swan, Rosemary, all sorts of great numbers on that one. But yeah, waltzes from the operas. So if you know your operas, you might have recognised some of the waltzes there. I'm not going to test you on them because I was actually working on something else. So I don't know them all myself and it doesn't list them. But if you knew them, well done to you. Give yourself a pat on the back and hope you enjoyed that one. Well, that was sweet, which must mean we're looking for some swing.
Bit bit poppity depends do what you gonna do when there ain't no swing. How you gonna dance? How you gonna swing? Well, I'm telling you, you're gonna be blue when there ain't no swing. What you gonna do when you're feeling high and your favorite band plays a lullaby? Well, I'm telling you, you're gonna be blue when there ain't no swing. Come on and dance, get with them while with them, hot, hot, hot as can be. Come on and dance, start swinging and singing the zazzazazz melody. What you gonna do when the night is young and you wanna swing and you can't get swung? Well, I'm telling you, you're gonna be blue when there ain't no swing. Gonna do now there ain't no swing.
Boy, I'm gonna swing all by myself. Yeah, but do debate that, but do debate that, bit it, but it says, body do de do de do do, wait, baby do, pass, baby do de do do.
Great ending. I'll swing by myself, forget the band, I'll just do it. You probably could as well. The inimitable Nat Ganella, what you gonna do when there ain't no swing? Fear not, as long as there's sweet and swing, there will always be swing, which is good news, isn't it? Nat Ganella and his Georgians, with Nat himself taking the vocals, of course. Who else would there be who could sound like that? I was just listening and having a look, because I've remarked before, but these things change, being in the nature of the internet. But if you go to Mr. Interweb, all the W's, you know the thing, and Mr. Wiki in particular, which is a great source of information for, well, pretty much anything these days, isn't it? Not necessarily always true, but pretty much on the mark. Anyway, I know I looked a while back and it's still there. So if you go on to Nat Ganella, you'll get some great information, including a picture right at the top on the right-hand side of Nat playing the cornet. Or no, in fact, he's singing, but it is entertainment at Laxey Station. I think it was about 1980s when he came over on several occasions, I think, and played for what was then the Manx Jazz Festival. Which used to be well, it used to be round about Lax. It used to be around the island a bit to a degree. Later years, it used to play down, I think, in the Empress, certainly down in the, I think it was in the Villiers at one stage. Then went over towards the Empress, did it somewhere around there. It was in the Villa Marina, I think, at one stage. In the good old days, it was back round Laxey in the Laxey Glen Gardens. And when those of a certain age will remember Pete Allenberger and the Riverside Studio, which used to do some jazz as well there. I often used to play there. Anyway, yes, bringing back memories, well, some, for some at least. But Nat did used to play back in those days, and another great entertainer, as you can gather, and as mentioned on his wiki input there, or at least his wiki entry. He was born in North London, of course. Always sounds like a bit of a bread and butter, doesn't it? A bit of a Cockney sort of geezer, where he attended St Mary's Guardian School, Mr Wiki says, an institution for underprivileged children, and that is indeed where he started out playing cornet, and then spent a time as a furrier's apprentice and started playing professionally in 1924 when he joined Archie Pitt Busby's Boys Band. Archie Pitt's Busby Boys Band, it's difficult to say that, a small pit orchestra and a touring revue band, and discovered the music of Louis Armstrong and Dixieland jazz and never really looked back, transcribed some of Louis' solos and learned them by heart, which wouldn't have done him any harm at all, then went on in the 30s to play with Roy Fox, also no stranger to the Isle of Man. He used to play over at the Old Palace Lido, I think, in the 1940s, certainly, or post-war, I think. I don't know quite how long off the top of my head Roy went on, but he did play for some time with him. A good sound. A good sound as well, of course, was always to be had from Carol Gibbons, and we've been enjoying a little bit of a retrospective of Carol Gibbons with a CD or a collection called Sand in My Shoes. And there was something special about Carol Gibbons in many ways, other than the fact he looked a bit like my dad. For a start, he was immensely popular. He was widely respected. You'd go a long way to find anyone who didn't actually like Carol Gibbons. And despite all the wonderful manners and the beautiful penguin suits, there was a lot of rivalry back in the 30s and 40s, and it was pretty cutthroat. He was said to be a very modest man, quiet, warm, kind, purposeful, dependable. He looks all of the above when you see his pictures, I must admit. And to his friends, he was a true friend, it's always noted. Musically, he was a child prodigy, and his talent blossomed and grew through his life. Not always the case with prodigies, is it? Sometimes it sort of peters out early doors. It's difficult to say exactly what the secret was of his music, but I think it was, again, that lovely, the medley system, I think, to it, of bringing things together. The fact that it never shocked, it was a bit like a nice, warm, comforting blanket. And sometimes you just want music which isn't going to shock you or make you think too much. Sometimes you want exactly that, but other times you don't. You want music to soothe the soul. And I think he was very good with producing that sort of music, I think. Something that would never really shock you that much, so you could listen with a degree of ease and realise you were never going to sort of be out of your comfort zone, shall we put it that way. And of course you could dance to it, and of course it was all very upmarket, beautifully done, beautifully presented, with a handsome American at the piano and a wonderful sounding band. And having said all that, here they are. Thank you.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtails. My mama done told me a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains have fallen, hear the train a-calling. A hooey, the hooey, oh clickety clacks echoing back the blues in the night.
Peggy Lee, of course, Blues in the Night, a great track. Before that, Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries was Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans. More from Carol next week, of course. Peggy Lee, yeah, I've kept this one in the bag. I've been enjoying this one off and on, a Living Era CD from, oh, goodness knows where. Peggy Lee, 25 early hits. And talking about her early life, it's remarked in the liner notes that the Peggy story is not exactly the conventional B-feature, one of rags to riches, but the early years of the woman who became one of the top singers of all kinds of all popular songs in the 40s and 50s were far from happy. How often do we hear that in some of these artists? She was born Norma Dolores Eggstrom. You see why she might have become Peggy Lee. It doesn't lead, doesn't trip off the tongue, that does it, I suppose, on a, from a stage point of view. Born in May of 1920 in Jamestown, North Dakota. Her grandparents, which is where the name came from, Scandinavian emigres. Her mother died when she was only 4 years old and her father remarried. But sadly, her stepmother was not a pleasant successor to her birth mother, and her father took to drink. By the time Norma was 14, she was substituting for him in his work at the local railroad depot. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. By the time she was 17, she'd sung on local radio, sought fame and fortune in California with no luck, and became a singing waitress in Fargo. And that was where she changed her name to Peggy Lee. And by the 40s, she was singing in Chicago with a vocal group in the Ambassador West Hotel. And that was where Mel Powell, the pianist with Benny Goodman, of course, heard at her and persuaded Benny to hear her as well. He did, and was so impressed, he offered her the position in his band, which had been filled by Helen Forrest. And the rest, as they say, is history. If you don't know it, well, you can just look it up. One way or another. It is Sweet and Swing. H with you through until the top of the hour. Lovely to have your company, as always. And, as always, if you'd like to hear anything in particular, someone you might like featured, someone you've never heard before, someone you have heard but would like to hear more of, or anything else to do with the show, please do get in contact. It's always lovely to hear from you. Makes me know I'm not just talking to myself. I know I'm not really, but it's always lovely to hear when there are people actually out there enjoying it or thinking about things or would like to do more stuff, you know, the sort of thing. So let me know at any time. It would be lovely to hear from you. So howardcaine@manxradio.com is the place to go. howardcaine@manxradio.com. That's Kane, C-A-I-N-E, and Manx Radio, all lowercase. And yeah, let me know what you're thinking. Far Away Club still going, so even if you just drop me an email and say, I'm listening in Botswana or in Australia or Antarctica or whatever the case may be, that would be lovely as well. And if you haven't got access or still don't understand the web, and Lord knows there are a few of those still around, pencil and paper, pen and paper, cigarette packets, battles and bond, they all still work well. Howard Caine and that Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio, Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man, of course, where else would Manx Radio be? And that code IM15BW. John Garbutt is a regular listener to the show. Good evening to you, John. Always lovely to hear from you. He sometimes drops me a text from time to time. And you know, things have been a bit hard of late. And he likes to listen onto the show and always keeps a smile on his face and keeps going, as we all do, don't we? One way or another. It's, well, that's what life's about, I expect. And when I was saying anything he'd like to hear, he says, yeah. He says, I like or would like anything by Django Reinhardt. Second that. Oh yeah, I love those little shouts of encouragement as they go along. I think that would be Django. It could be. It sounds like Django encouraging Stefan there in the Odd Club de France. Of course, Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli. It's just sort of, you can't resist it, can you? It just sort of makes you smile, makes you tap your feet. Great choice, John. I'm sure we all enjoyed that one. I definitely enjoyed that one. I really was, beaming away and tapping my feet. It's just got that sort of feeling that just carries you along with it. Wouldn't it have been wonderful to have seen that live? Can you imagine sitting there with a little glass of something and perhaps a Gaulois? I know, smoking's bad for you children. But he always, if you see pictures of Django, always seems to have a fag. I don't know whether it's a Gaulois or what it was. Always seems to have had a fag glued to his lip. Yeah, I know it's not good for your health, but it did look good back in the day, didn't it? Very atmospheric. Albeit, yes, the health issues are a separate kettle of fish, but wow. Could they play? Could they swing? All of the above. And you go, come on, and those little shouts of encouragement. Wonderful stuff. Our own Mark Tiley here at Manx Radio. I think he definitely had a wonderful sort of Odd Club de France. I'm trying to think what they were called. The Odd Club de the Isle of Man or Ronig or something. They were wonderful, the little swing band he had. Sadly, I think one of his musicians died, and so the group sort of broke up, I think. And I can't for the life of me remember whether they reformed. I'll ask him next week whether they got back together. But they actually cut a little record as well. We played it on Sweet and Swing a while back. If I can dig it out, I'll play some more at some stage, shall I? Why not? Good idea, Howard. Thank you very much, Howard. Well, I promised you some Count Basie earlier on. I'd better bring it to you, otherwise I won't be a man of my word, which would never be due. Here it is. I don't know what the lyrics actually fit in. The title is something, well, it's good to say to everyone, really, isn't it, I dare say. Please be kind.
Well, this is my first affair. Please be kind, handle my heart with care. Please be kind, this is all so grand. My dreams are on parade. If you'll just understand, they'll never, never fade. So tell me your love sincere. Please be kind, tell me I needn't fear. Please be kind, 'cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind. This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care. Kind. So tell me your love sincere. Yes, please be kind. I needn't fear. Please be kind, 'cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, baby, please be
of calico that I could wear. I'd surely get a sweetheart, a prince or a king, a palace home where I would have everything.
I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair. This old world could come and go, I wouldn't care. I'd stay up in my castle and I'd always wear a ribbon bow so fine to tie my hair. All the live long day to the Lord above me, all I do is pray for someone to love me. If I had a ribbon bow all nice and clean, I could be a princess or a fairy queen. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear, if I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair. There's a story of a girl, a story seldom told. What she wanted from this world was not of gems or gold. Her wishes were quite plain, as you will see, for often she would simply make this plea. All the live long day to the Lord above me, all I do is pray for someone. If I had a ribbon bow all nice and clean, I could be a princess or a fairy queen. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear, if I had a ribbon bow, a pretty little ribbon bow. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear, if I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair.
Wonderful stuff. Another little twofer for you there. Why not? Just in one of those moods. You know how it is on a Friday evening, particularly when it's a wet one and the weekend's going to be very windy. So no doubt the cloches I've just put out over my lettuce will all disappear into the field next door. But I won't dwell on that because I'm not going to be that miserable. First off, we had a bit of Sinatra. Sinatra and, of course, Basie. I promised you a bit of Basie and a bit of Sinatra as well, and you got a bit of both. I might not have promised you the Sinatra. I promised you the Basie. Didn't I? I promised I did. Wonderful stuff. And it was Please Be Kind. Actually, about, yeah, it's my first affair. Maybe not the sort of thing. When I say Please Be Kind, I'm encouraging people to have affairs. But you know what I mean, a wonderful number. And it's from the album, which just actually features Sinatra, or called Sinatra Basie, and features a cracking picture of the pair of them on the front cover. Basie with his trademark sort of sailor's or captain's hat on. Is it captain's hat? You know the one I mean. It's a bit like this, sort of you'd see the captain of a seafaring gent might wear, and Sinatra with his classic Trilby-style hat on. And just a sort of brown background and a spotlight behind them. Great picture, very reminiscent of the time, I think. And then, partly because I was just looking at some other bits of music online. Music, obviously, I play from the trusty CD, the old wax cylinder and such like, and other music which we have actually on the system, which I've loaded onto the system over the years. Don't think anyone else plays it, but it's there. And that's a great favourite. If I Had a Ribbon Bow by Maxine Sullivan. It's just the clarity of her voice. I mean, I love the tunings and I love the orchestration, but also that sort of beautiful clarity of her voice as well, I think really appeals. She was active, she was active from the mid-30s, I suppose, until the 1980s. So actually quite, I was going to say not a long time, actually a very good long career. What's 57 years or thereabouts? Best known for her 1937 version, perhaps, a swingy version of Loch Lomond. Anyone remember that one? Also appeared as a performer on film, and she was on stage, and something of a precursor, which I always think of her as being later on than that, but she was actually a precursor, a forerunner, if you will, to such luminaries as Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, and definitely considered one of the best jazz vocalists of the 1930s. Peggy Lee, who we heard earlier on, named Sullivan as a key influence in several interviews over the years. Her real name, by the way, Marietta Williams, was her birth name. And speaking of Sarah Vaughan, did you see wonderful stuff, footage of her? Ella Fitzgerald, not of Sarah Vaughan, Ella it was. Wonderful footage on the BBC only a week or so ago. It was her, I'm trying to think, was it the centenary of her birth, would it be? Something like that. And there were several programmes on the BBC about Ella, some interviews with her, and some footage, which Alan Yentob had been instrumental in shooting at the old Ronnie Scott's back in the day. Wonderful stuff. And yeah, he was saying how he'd done it. She was famously very shy because of her eyesight and glasses and didn't normally like cameras being in front of her. And so he managed to put these cameras right at the back of the club with new sort of long lens technology so that she wasn't aware they were there. And really worked a treat and, you know, cracking form, I must admit, some wonderful numbers. And terrific to see her in a small club setting like that. That would have been a concert. Well, here we go again then, that's about it. Remember, howardcaine@maxradio.com. Lovely to hear from anyone. Far away club, just some ideas, anything you'd like to hear again, a particular track, a particular artist, whatever. Just say hello. I'll say hello back, honestly, on air or by email. However, until then, look after yourselves. Try not to get too wet. Summer will arrive sometime. Don't know when, though. Cheerio.